You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
What are your guys' names and what position are you both running for?
My name is Omoladia Shinaike, architectural engineering student, and I'm running for BME officer.
My name is Bridget Mohammed, and I study politics and international relations, and I'm running for BME officer.
So why did you decide to run for this role and do it together as well?
I guess we decided to do it together because we're both on the Feminist Society Committee at the moment, so we work well and we're a good partnership together.
Yeah.
And also it's a big workload for just one person to do, especially like the policies we want to put in place. It'll be hard for just one person to do it. With two of us, I think it'll be easier to get it done. Not easier, but it'll be easy to do.
Yeah, to get stuff done, yeah.
So what motivated you to run for BME in the first place?
So basically, it's kind of because with the Feminist Society, we try to make it more intersectional, so it's not just white female feminists, it's more like LGBTQ is involved, black people, Asian people, minority ethnic people are involved, and we've done really great with that this year because there's more representation of the people that come to our events, so that's sort of what made us run for BME.
So I guess going off from that, we wanted to make sure that university on a wide scale, we actually make it a safe space for BME people and just like put on events and like try and get policies put in place and just put our impact on the university. Obviously coming from a BME background and being at this university, I'm in second year, so it's like over the past 2 years seeing what university is like and just making sure for like the other people that are going to come or people that are already there, making sure that university is an enjoyable experience.
So what are your main manifesto points?
So basically, the campaigns we're going to be focusing on this year is decolonization of the university syllabus and the attainment gap, and working with the BME students to tackle mental health as well, and intersectionality of the BME as a community.
So what do you kind of mean by decolonization?
So for me, I study politics, so a lot of some of our modules includes like looking at philosophers, and a lot of our degree is theory based, but a lot of the theorists that we look at it's very Eurocentric, and I think it's not great from a world point of view, especially in the modern day. It's kind of ignorant to base like your whole curriculum based on like 20 people that wrote something like 500 years ago. Like there are many like scholars from like Asia and Africa who wrote like profound things, but they kind of get overlooked. And I feel like at university, we only highlight those things when it's Black History Month. And I don't think that's right, especially in the UK, we are quite diverse now, and it's kind of unfair that their views don't get highlighted unless it's Black History Month. And also just to make sure like we get an education which is right and representation for everyone.
So which of those manifesto points are you most passionate about and why?
I guess for us, it's creating a safe space for BME people, especially like coming to university, especially Russell Group University. Like there's not a lot of us at the university anyway, so just making sure we have a safe space for them and like creating like events which is like fun for them, because it's not just about like education, like university is also like the social aspect of it all. So I guess that's important for us, and also like working with like Nightline and like Student Services Counselling Network as well, because obviously mental health is a very big issue at university, and I feel like BME students also have like a unique perspective of issues that they face, and sometimes it's almost like a taboo in like our culture. So like the issues that they might have, it might be hard for them to go for counselling or even call Nightline, because the people who work there, they might feel like it's not represented enough. So I guess sort of like educating people who work for Nightline and student and counselling to make sure like they're aware of like issues that BME people face, or even having BME people work in those organisations. So
And also intersectionality as well, because it's not just about straight Black and Asian people. It's more about, we have to involve the LGBTQ+ and the international students, disabled students. And we want everyone to be well represented.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I think.
Because you can be BME and be from all those other communities as well.
What will be the first issue that you think you'd tackle?
Quite a lot of things.
Yeah.
because some of the things that we have are more like long term. Mm-hmm. So like, for instance, like the attainment gap, decolonize is going to be like a year long thing. But I guess with like safe spaces, like mental health, doing like events for like freshers, I guess Freshers Week is probably going to be the first thing you want to tackle, like creating like events that are safe spaces and enjoyable for like people coming to university or people who are already here and maybe they might have not like made friends and stuff.
Yeah.
So just like hosting like events during like Freshers Week.
Yeah, for like people, because certain cultures don't drink as well, creating like events for people that don't drink but not boring events, like fun events for them. So yeah, I guess we'll start from that one.
And kind of finally, what are you most looking forward to about this campaign week?
Everyone's seen our posters and stuff. Yeah, because one of our friends, she does like illustrations and stuff, and like her work is actually really cool. So like, just I don't know, just like campaigning, like people seeing like what we have to offer and stuff. And just like have fun.
Meeting new people and getting them to join the BME network next year. Yeah.
This is URN.